Adventure fans, calling all Dick Tracy fans. Stand by. Dick Tracy is on the air.
The makers of Quaker Puffed Wheat and Quaker Puffed Rice, those two specially delicious quick energy cereals that are shot from guns, bring you Dick Tracy in another thrilling detective adventure. Have you noticed how specially good you feel, how full of life you are after a hearty, tasty breakfast of Quaker Puffed Wheat or Quaker Puffed Rice? Well, that's because you're able to use the trigger-fast food energy of Quaker Puffed Wheat and Quaker Puffed Rice so soon after you eat them. You see, those two delicious cereals are actually shot from guns right in the Quaker plant. Just picture all those big guns being loaded with lots of nourishing, sun-ripened wheat and rice, then fired. Now, each grain of wheat and rice has exploded to 8 times its size. The tiny, hard-to-digest food cells are all unlocked, made specially easy to digest so that you get the trigger-fast food energy you need to be active, healthy, athletic like Dick Tracy much more quickly and easily. Thousands of wide-awake boys and girls and grown-ups have Quaker Puffed Wheat one day and then Quaker Puffed Rice the next day for variety. Try it. Ask Mother to get you a package of Quaker Puffed Wheat and Quaker Puffed Rice at the grocer's. And look for the store that displays the Dick Tracy headquarters sign. And be sure you have a pencil and paper ready for the secret code message in today's adventure. In our last episode, we heard how Umibatik, the Egyptian high priest of the cult of Osiris, had been released from jail and had secretly set sail for his native land, carrying with him the black pearl of Osiris. Dick and Pat were there to see him off. And meanwhile, the Mogul, head of a society of art thieves who want the black pearl, and Dryden Small, his henchman, managed to evade the police. Returning to their apartment after seeing Batik underway, Tracy sat down to read a while, and Pat decided to go to bed. Pat walked into the bedroom, turned on the light, and discovered that Junior was missing.
I'll say there's something wrong, Dick. It's Junior. He's not here. He's gone.
What? Gone?
Yeah.
Let's see. Bed's been slept in. Yeah. Look there, Pat. Where? That chair's been knocked over. There's been a struggle here.
But who could have... Oh, Dick, what do you think?
I think that the Mogul and Dryden Small came here to find the Black Pearl. Failing to find it, they took Junior with them when they left.
Oh, but why? Why did they take Junior?
Well, Pat, they intend to use Junior to force me to give up the pearl. They don't know that the pearl is now on its way back to Egypt with Umibatik.
Oh, we certainly succeeded in keeping Batik's departure secret. Too much of a secret, if you ask me, if it's going to endanger Junior.
We had no way of knowing that, Pat. Well, there don't seem to be any clues. If only we knew where they'd taken him.
Oh, we've got to work fast, Dick.
Pat, it's just possible that the Mogul may be using one of his old hideouts. One of those we've already uncovered. Come on.
Oh, but Dick, they wouldn't be likely to do a thing like that.
Yes, they would. For the very reason that we might think they wouldn't dare and neglect to investigate. Come on.
You're going to talk, my young friend, or it'll be the worse for you.
You'd better tell us all you know.
I tell you, I don't know where the Black Pearl is.
You sure you don't know?
Yes, I'm sure. And if I knew, I wouldn't tell you.
Why, you impertinent
young... Let me handle this, Maul. Now, look here. We're not playing. We're serious. We intend to get that Black Pearl, and we're going to stop at nothing. Do you know what I mean when I say that?
I don't know where the Black Pearl is.
Maybe he really doesn't know. But Tracy must know. Maybe you ought to stop questioning the boy and go to work on Tracy.
All right, maybe we'll do just that. Untie the kid's hand.
Now, young man, we have a little job for you to do.
What kind of a job are you talking about?
You're going to write a note for your friend Tracy. You're going to tell him it would be a very good idea for him to turn over the Black Pearl to us. That unless he does, well, I think you understand me.
Yeah, I think I do. But I'm not going to write that note. So you don't need to bother to untie my hand.
You'll write that note, my young friend. And it might be a good idea to write it before I lose my patience.
There. His hands are untied.
Bring him over here to the desk and sit him down.
All right, boy. Come on.
Now, here's some pen and paper. Write as I tell you. Dear Dick, I'm held prisoner.
Dick, I am held prisoner. Prisoner? Yeah, go on.
Prisoner by the Mogul and Dryden Small.
By the Mogul and Dryden Small.
They are forcing me to write this note.
Forcing me to write this note?
The Black Pearl must be turned over to the Mogul at once.
Black Pearl and over. Once.
If it is not, I'm told it will go badly with me.
If not, told it will go badly with me.
Now sign it.
There. It's signed.
Just one moment. Let me see that note.
I wrote it just as you told me to.
But these numbers. These numbers you've written between some of the words. What do they mean?
Those numbers? Why, well...
It's the code, don't... obviously. After the word prisoner, there's a number. And there are numbers following along after every word. He's written them very small, so we wouldn't see them too easily. This is a code, isn't it, my friend?
Yes, it's a code, all right. I thought I could get a message through to Tracy, but I couldn't get away with it. You're too clever for me to fool you.
Perhaps he's not as bright as we thought he was, Moore. Trying to put an obvious trick like that on us. Now, don't try any more tricks or you'll be sorry. Now, my young friend, you'll write this note to Mr. Tracy once again. This time without numbers.
Messages have been coming through all day on that teletype. Still no clue to Junior's whereabouts.
Oh, I'm getting sick with worry over that kid. If we don't hear something soon,
Oh, steady, Pat, steady. That's not helping, Junior. I'm just as anxious about him as you are, but it'd be a mistake for us to get panicky. We've got to keep ourselves under control. We're doing all we can. We can't do any more at the moment.
Mr. Tracy?
Yes?
A letter just came for you, sir. Brought by messenger.
Thanks. Well, this may be something, Pat. Let's see. It is, Pat. It's a note from Junior.
Oh, good.
Look here. Dear Dick, I'm held prisoner. Prisoner. By the Mogul and Dryden Small. Black Pearl. You don't give it to them, it will be the worst.
Let me see that. Oh, note they forced the boy to write, that's all it is. But where are they keeping him? How are we going to get to him? It doesn't help us at all.
I'm afraid it doesn't. The contact, anyway. Let me hold that note up to the light. I want to have a look at the watermark.
Here it is. Oh, Dick, aren't we wasting time?
Pat.
Yeah?
I think... Yes, I'm sure. We've got something.
Have you really, Dick? Is it a clue?
Right after the word prisoner.
Yeah.
See that mark on the paper?
Well, yes. It's as if someone has written something very hard on a piece of paper lying on top of that one. And the impression of lines came through the paper and were traced on that sheet, too.
Yes, Pat, that's exactly what happened. Don't you see? Junior tried to send us a message in code. He must have. But they discovered it, probably destroyed the top sheet and forced him to rewrite the note on the next sheet of paper. Quick, give me the fingerprint powder.
What do you want with that?
If it'll bring out fingerprints, it'll bring out those marks on the paper. It's a message in code, Pat. And we've got to find out what it is.
Oh, Dick, I hope you're right. Here's the fingerprint powder.
All right, dust it over the paper. Quick.
Right. There.
Now then, blow it away. Look, Pat, look. I was right. Numbers. Numbers between each word.
Right.
Now let me see. Prisoner, 8, 18, 23, 16, 8, 8, 13. We've got it, Pat. Get Sullivan on the phone. Order a squad of men.
Right there.
Has there been any answer to the note we sent Tracy, Mogul?
No, not yet. He'll probably reply by the way of the newspapers. That's the only medium he can use.
Don't you think I ought to go out and have a look around?
No, you can't do that. Someone's got to stay here with the boy, and I can't do it. I've got an appointment myself in 15 minutes.
With whom?
With number one.
Number one?
You're surprised, eh? Number one arrived from Europe this morning. He'll want an explanation about the Black Pearl. I'm going now.
Well, I'll go down with you and pick up the paper.
No, you can't leave the boy alone in here. Besides, there's no use looking for the paper yet. Tracy couldn't get an ad in the paper till tomorrow morning.
Oh, I can't sit here alone playing with my thumbs. The papers will help me pass the time. The boy will be all right until I get back. He's tied up and gagged, isn't he?
All right. Come on. But you'd better get back here as quickly as you can.
I will. And, oh, yes. Don't forget to give my regards to number one.
Well, my young friend, they seem to have tied you up rather neatly. Let me take that gag out of your mouth. Nasty things, gags. There you are.
Gee, thanks a lot. Say, who are you?
I come mysteriously and I go mysteriously. I have come this time to help you escape from those who seek to hold you prisoner. We must be quick. The gentleman called Small may return at any moment. Let me untie your hands.
I don't know who you are or how you got here. I sure am glad. Thanks. Gosh, you sure are dressed in a queer way. Big black cape, which you're holding over your face, and a big black hat. Can't see your face at all. Who are you, huh?
Don't be too curious. Does it matter so much who I am, so long as I help you? There, your hands are unbound.
Thanks a lot.
Say, what's that? Police sirens. Ah, yes, they're searching the houses in this block looking for you.
And Dick got my note. He's come.
Yes, and quicker than I expected. The police must not find me here, especially Dick Tracy.
Well, who are you? Can't you tell me that?
Never mind who I am. All I want to do is to aid you and your friend, Dick Tracy. I go now as mysteriously as I came. Think of me as the unknown.
The unknown. Who is the unknown? And who, incidentally, is the person the Mogul spoke of as number one, the person with whom he had an appointment? Well, let's hope Dick finds out soon. But now let's get ready for today's meeting of the Dick Tracy Secret Service Patrol, brought to you by the makers of those delicious quick-energy cereals, Quaker Puffed Wheat and Quaker Puffed Rice. Be sure you have your pencil and paper ready for the secret code message, because here's Junior now.
The meeting will now come to order, patrol members. Dick Tracy wants you to be expert at decoding messages, too. So I'm going to repeat today's message for you to decode.
All right, Junior. Let's have it.
Okay, here it is. Prisoner, 8, 18, 23, 16, 8. 8, 13. I'll repeat that once more. Are you ready? It's prisoner, 8, 18, 23, 16, 8. 8, 13.
Now you can decode that with your secret Dick Tracy code book. And by the way, I want to tell you that if you want a Dick Tracy secret ring like Junior's, you better send for it right away. They're going like hotcakes.
I don't wonder, Mr. Quaker Man. It sure is a wonderful ring, isn't it?
It certainly is, and the fellows and girls are mighty lucky to get beautiful, heavy, gold-plated Dick Tracy secret rings free.
And with a secret compartment that you can keep secret messages in, too. Boy, I'm glad I've got one.
It's something to have a good picture of Dick Tracy, too, like the one on the ring.
I'll say it is.
So don't wait till it's too late, fellows and girls. Act now. Get your 5 Quaker Puffed Wheat or Quaker Puffed Rice box tops and mail them to Dick Tracy, Box L, Chicago, right away.
And remember, you can get a swell Dick Tracy bangle bracelet, too.
That's right. It's gold-plated, too, like the ring. And there are pictures of Dick Tracy and Junior and a lucky four-leaf clover on the charms. It's the very latest, smartest things, girls. So mail 5 Quaker Puffed Wheat or Quaker Puffed Rice box tops for a Dick Tracy bangle bracelet or for a Dick Tracy secret ring to Dick Tracy, Box L, Chicago. Now, if you want both the secret ring and the bracelet, send 10 Quaker Puffed Wheat or Quaker Puffed Rice box tops. Enclose your name and address printed on a plain piece of paper and state whether you want the ring, the bracelet, or both. Shot from guns, that's the way Quaker Puffed Wheat and Quaker Puffed Rice, those two delicious quick-energy cereals, are made to make them specially easy to digest. So be sure there's always some Quaker Puffed Wheat and Quaker Puffed Rice in your pantry. Ask Mother to get some from the grocer.
Calling all adventure fans, calling all Dick Tracy fans. Stand by for another exciting Dick Tracy adventure tomorrow at this same time. That is all.